is change of zone number 2277, Avalon Woods Owners Association.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district to designate lot number 39 within block A within the existing Avalon Woods subdivision as open space and to allow for a shed amenity to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.42 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Avalon Drive within the existing Avalon Woods subdivision, approximately 0.25 miles south of Avalon Road, which is Sussex County Route 302A. The 911 address is 27826 Avalon Drive, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 15, Parcel 81.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, and a copy of the notice of violation that was served on the applicant. And we also have copies of 70 petitions or letters in support of the application, zero letters in opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. All right, thank you, Ms. Pete. You may proceed when you're ready.
Does she get another candy cane or just one
per
customer?
Actually, it is on a per hearing basis. Under the rule, she's entitled to one, but she doesn't have to take it.
I'll pass on one, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Commissioner Wingate, for asking. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete, attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandelis Brockstead. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant, Avalon Woods Owners Association, Inc., who I will refer to as applicant or the HOA, to pursue a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district to designate lot 39, block A, which I'll refer to as 39A, within the existing Avalon Woods subdivision as open area to allow for a shed amenity to be located on the property located on the southwest side of Avalon Drive within the subdivision, approximately 0.25 miles south of Avalon Road, with an address of 27826 Avalon Drive, Georgetown, Delaware, and further identified as tax map parcel number 234-15-81. Here with me this evening are Gary William and Glenn Wilkerson, president and vice president, respectfully, of the community. If you turn to Exhibit A in your packet, you'll find the record plan for Avalon Woods that I'll reference throughout my presentation to explain to you and hopefully to convince you that Lot 39A already serves as a community amenity and that this conditional use really seeks to designate this lot as open area that supports placement of a shed amenity, considering that the lot has always been used as open area because it's location of one of the two pump houses in the community. Bear with me as I work through the facts of this case. It's definitely not your standard run-of-the-mill conditional use application. It's definitely a bit more unique than other applications I'd normally bring before you. So this application is before you specifically as a result of the applicant's receipt of a notice of violation on October 2nd, 2019. And yes, I mean that, October 2nd, 2019, and it's in the packet as Exhibit D. For placing an accessory structure, a shed, on a lot without the presence of a main dwelling for a period exceeding 6 months in violation of sections 115-14 of the code. The shed was placed on the lot to serve as a storage and meeting room for the HOA's board. After recognizing the oddity that is holding a board meeting in a shed located next to a residential single-family home within the community and the difficulty of permitting such a use in a shed from a safety and compliance standpoint, the applicant is no longer interested in having the shed serve as a meeting place and is only seeking to designate this property as an open area for the community and to allow for the shed amenity to remain on the site to serve as a place for storage of association related documentation and other association belongings, including chairs and tables when there are meetings held elsewhere for the community. The board members decided that it no longer made sense to store documents in their own homes for various reasons, such as documents getting misplaced and so on, because they didn't have a great record keeping system. And the shed became the primary place for storage of association related documentation and possessions. There's no other clubhouse or amenity in the community. It's a small community. They put a shed on the lot and they got a violation. After receiving the notice of violation from the county in October 2019, the applicant met with the Planning and Zoning Department shortly thereafter. After talking with the county, the applicant learned, or so they were told by one of the planners, that there were really only two options for compliance. The first option was to move the shed. The second option was to seek an alteration to the community's record plot, which would have required 51% approval of the property owners in the community, preparation of an updated subdivision plan, and so on. The spoiler alert to the end of this story is that there was actually one other option for compliance, seeking a conditional use. But before I address that, I do want to go through some of the facts to explain how we are before you today. So after initially meeting with the county back at the end of 2019, the board members attempted to obtain the 51% approval from all lot owners to accomplish an alteration to the community's record plan. The board members, thinking that they had obtained the 51% of the votes, attempted to submit proof of the votes to the county to pursue the redesignation of this lot as open area to allow for the shed to serve as an amenity. However, the HOA listed the wrong lot number on the notice sent to all property owners requesting their approval of the amendment to the record plot. Specifically, the board referenced lot 81, thinking that the parcel number was the same as the lot number. So they're really not that off base. The county did accept the 50. I know, it's a big mistake. You're correct. The county did accept the 51% vote because of the misinformation included on the notice, circulated, and ballots received from the property owners in the community. The association engaged our firm, and we were initially going to help them renotice the community with the appropriate and correct lot number. But after doing some research and getting a 120-day extension from the constable's office for compliance, we realized that after review of the record plan and review of the community governing documents, that this lot, in our opinion, was not even capable of being developed as a single family or a lot that would support a main dwelling. So that means that the violation issued was for placement of an accessory structure on a lot that doesn't even support a main dwelling. To review the facts, I learned that lot A6 and lot A39 are the locations of the community's two pump houses. There was a building permit issued for lot 39A for a quote-unquote shed, parentheses, pump house, close quote, which is included under Exhibit F, which should really be Exhibit G. There was a typo for your review. There's two Exhibit Fs. I apologize. It appears that the permit was issued for a 20-by-20 pump house, and there was also a note about an existing shed that was 57 by 126 feet. I could only find one reference to a building permit. There was only one of record, so I'm imagining that both of those structures are one and the same part of the pump house. In reviewing the Avalon Woods governing documents included as the real Exhibit F, I found a reference to lot A6, A39, D19, and D20 in the bylaws recorded of record on November 8, 2011. And the bylaws confirm that the association owns those four lots and that they have no votes as they are real properties of the association. This may not seem immediately significant, but it means that those four lots were treated differently than other lots in the community. And I believe that they were treated differently, and specifically A6 and A39, because they weren't able to support a single family dwelling. Some of those reasons include the fact that the lot probably couldn't support septic. You have to be so many feet away from the pump house and so forth. When this dispute began, the county thought, to no fault of their own, that lot 39A was a buildable lot in accordance with the community's record plan, which demonstrated as of record as saying that there was 162 buildable lots, but it actually seems like there's only 158 to 160 buildable lots. Really, the confusion seems to be a reflection of the oversimplistic record plans for the community that were prepared in 1973. They're obviously much different than subdivision plans recorded of record today. After presenting all this history to the county, a meeting was held between Director Whitehouse and Constable Schaefer on February 12, 2021 at 9 a.m. via Microsoft Teams. Former planner Chase Phillips consulted with Director Whitehouse and Constable Schaefer after this meeting and after my follow-up to him, and it was decided that a conditional use may be appropriate to bring the property into compliance, acknowledging that there are certain constraints with the lots, with this lot specifically. On March 4, 2021, Director Whitehouse confirmed via email that there was an additional option other than modifying the subdivision plan, which is why we followed Director Whitehouse's advice and submitted the conditional use application. One thing that is important to note in the designation of this area as open space is that it's not going to be treated as open space like it's defined in the code. The code prohibits placement of something like a pump house in an area defined as open space. So I think this area should more appropriately be defined as an open area that would support the shed amenity. And I do think that's an important distinction. and stated differently, I did reference that in the conditions of approval that are proposed and before you. The shed is 12 by 20, and as I said, it's being proposed to be used as an amenity for the association to serve as storage. The board of directors will be the only parties with access to the shed, and they only anticipate accessing the shed during the times of 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday. They anticipate access to the shed mostly after work, and on the weekends they have full-time jobs, so they won't be going in and out early in the morning or during the day. The lot previously had a sign that was labeled as a office, but that sign was removed because the association has agreed not to use that shed as an office and really just for storage. The use is similar to other like-kind property like Lot 6A in the community that essentially serves as open area due to the presence of a pump house. The presence of a shed on this lot is also very low profile. It's placed within the setbacks, and there's vegetation on the site that makes the shed less visible from both sides. Director Whitehouse also pointed out that we did get a number of people in support in the community to keep the shed there. And for these reasons, the applicant requests a recommendation of approval to grant a conditional use of land on a parcel subject to split zoning of AR1 and GR, where the code allows for conditional uses when the purpose of the districts are more fully met. The purpose of the AR1 district includes accessory uses that may be necessary or normally compatible with residential surrounding uses as detailed in section 115-19 of the code, and the GR district permits and supports uses permitted in AR1. The proposed use is therefore compatible with surrounding uses and is not anticipated to cause any adverse impact to surrounding property owners, and the applicant respectfully requests that this conditional use of land be recommended for approval. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Holly Stevenson.
I'm just real curious, who started this? Who's the person who, I mean, did somebody in the neighborhood complain or the county complain?
We think that probably somebody in the neighborhood complained, but that was never confirmed.
I can confirm a complaint was received.
Okay, that's all I need to know, because I was just one of those, I'm like, really, we have nothing better to do in the county than drive around and find out if there's a shed?
I'm sure this violation was definitely complained, and this is not the kind of thing that we look for, and, you know, as convoluted as it is, it's very basic.
I mean, yeah, I just wanted to be sure that...
I was curious to know how many people attended a meeting in this
12.3.
I think no more than four.
Yeah, maybe four or five. Yeah, okay.
Yes. That does sound pretty much like regular homeowner association politics. So, All right, that's all my questions. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good. Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins, anything from you?
No questions, but I would like another candy cane.
Well, here. You've been a good boy this year.
No, Colfer.
You've been a good boy this year.
I have none. Thank you.
Mr. Miller?
No questions, sir. I'm not sure I've been a good boy, but I'd like another candy cane. They're pretty good, Santa.
Great. Okay.
No questions for me, Mr. Chairman. I can confirm that Ms. Pete's summary of 2 years of meetings and discussions is accurate. We did try to resolve under Chapter 99 initially, and then embarked on the current approach, which is...
Let's see if we can fix this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 2277 Avalon Woods Owners Association, Inc.? Yes, sir, come on up.
He just wants a candy cane.
I'm getting a candy cane.
I had to say, I just want a candy cane.
Give one to your buddy there, too. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, we'll give you four if you don't have anything to say.
I had to give them back. I do want to say, my name is Glenn Wilkerson. I'm the vice president. President is here.
Okay.
Gary, we will be excellent stewards of the property. We have been. We don't know how it got like this, but we will take care of everything.
Thanks. No doubt in our mind. Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2277 Avalon Woods Owners Association? Where's that complainer now? Yeah. Okay. All right then. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2277 Avalon Woods Owners Association Incorporated?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right, then. Any further questions from the commission?
Just to confirm, there was no letters in opposition that I saw in the file, right? I
mean, just one mail return.
Okay, yeah, just to make sure.
That it?
Yep, thanks. Okay.
All right, then we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.